Regarding the signs of Allah being all around us if we just open our hearts and mind, the Quran says in chapter 36, verses 33 to 46, "The dead land is a sign for them. We revive it and from it produce grain from which they eat. And there we make gardens of palms and vines, and in it we cause fountains to gush forth, so that they might eat of its fruit and the labour of their hands. Will they not give thanks? Exhortations to him who created pairs of all things that the earth produces, and of themselves, and that which they have no knowledge. A sign for them is a night, from it we withdraw the day, and they are in darkness. The sun runs to its fixed resting place, that is a decree of the Almighty, the Knower. And the moon, we have determined it in phases, till it turns like an old palm branch. The sun shall not outstrip the moon, nor shall the night outstrip the day. Each is floating in an orbit. And a sign for them is that we carried their offspring in the laden ark, bracket of Noah, bracket, and we have created for them the like of it in which they board. We drown them if we will. Then they have none to cry to, nor can they be saved, except through our mercy, as an enjoyment for a while. When it is said to them, have fear of that which is before you and behind you, in order that you will find mercy. Yet there never comes to them any sign of their Lord's signs, but they turn away from it.